Today, we consider the remarkable auditory powers of orchestral conductors. Standing in front of a large orchestra, a conductor can pick out and focus on the sound of a single violin or one bassoon in the back. It turns out that you and I do nearly the same thing every day. Studio 360's Steve Nelson explains.
Our brains are constantly filtering out unwanted sounds and focusing only on what we want to hear. For example, say I'm talking to you at a cocktail party. My voice isn't the only thing you're hearing, but your brain is able to ignore the distractions, the music, the voices of the guests, even the sound of the traffic from outside. Assuming you're interested in what I have to say, I'm the only thing you're listening to. Conductors do basically the same thing every time they're on the podium, isolating the sound of a single instrument while the entire orchestra plays. This is a skill that fascinated Professor Thomas Minta of the Neuropsychology Department at the University of Magdeburg in Germany. He hypothesized that conductors are more efficient at filtering out extraneous noise than other people. He tested conductors, musicians, and non-musicians to see how well they could pick out a specific sound when it was located directly in front of them and when it was off to the side.
All three subject groups were quite able to exclude sounds in the center part of the auditory field. But only the conductors were able to focus in their attention on a single sound source in the periphery.
So conductors do hear better than most of us, and Minta wanted to find out how they processed sounds in their brain. There were two possibilities. In one, the brain listens to every single sound, identifies each one, and then chooses the audio source to focus on. This method requires a significant amount of the brain's resources. The other way is simpler.
You set up an attentional filter, let's say on the basis of a frequency or the basis of spatial location, and then you can reject all other sounds not coming from that location or not from that frequency.
By gauging distance from a sound or noting a particular frequency, a conductor can reject those sounds without fully processing them. Brainwave activity during the experiments showed this to be the method the conductors were using.
Okay, much better. Viola, when you come in with your part of the melody, you have to do the same thing that the cello did.
Eve Queller is the conductor and music director of the Opera Orchestra of New York.
It has to continue to predominate. Conductors, I mean, we our ears are it. It's not our arms. It's our ears. What the brain is processing is what you expect to hear and what you hear. So we're only doing two things at once, getting ready for what we expect to hear and then what we hear. And then when I don't hear what I expect to hear is when I stop and rehearse in order to try to get what I expect to hear.
You and I may not be as good at listening as Eve Queller, but Thomas Minta says we're probably not too far apart. While analyzing the brain activity of the study's participants, he discovered that conductors, musicians, and non-musicians had something in common.
The map of the brain activity on the scalp is pretty much identical in the conductors, pianists, and non-musicians. So that means that they use the same neural machinery to do the task, but they use it much more efficiently.
Minta says that conductors probably aren't born with this highly specialized ability, but rather develop their skills over time. He says his research is just a small part of a growing field of study. Eventually, he hopes to be able to further understand the brain's ability to learn and adapt to extremely complicated tasks, like conducting an orchestra of 100 musicians. Again, Eve Queller.
The very first time I stood up in front of an orchestra was at school, at the Manna School, and we were each given a little turn with a Haydn symphony, and I started to conduct it, and I almost felt as if I was physically knocked over by the sound. In front, it's incredibly, scarily, frighteningly loud the first time. Conducting students should stand up there for a while and not try to conduct. Just stand up there and say, oh, that's weird. Then you have to clean out all the fuzz and start to listen.
In Studio 360, I'm Steve Nelson.
Eve Queller will conduct her Opera Orchestra of New York at Carnegie Hall on Monday, April 23rd. For more information about Thomas Minta's research, visit our website, studio360.org.